Strange Adventure. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien clunked his heavy coffee cup down on the rickety table as John Friday entered the desert cabin.
Well, Patrick, is this where you hide out to keep from preserving law and order?
Who's hiding? I'm on duty here.
Well, I don't see any wild bandits dashing over the hills around here. We're alone, Patrick, so you can admit to me that you're taking it easy and maybe doing a little prospecting.
Sheriff O'Brien glared at the little man, but John paid no attention.
At least, Patrick, you could sweep out the place and plug up some of the cracks and knot holes in the floor.
John picked up a couple of twigs and a stone and tossed them out the window. The sheriff let his temper boil over.
I cleaned this place last night. Those twigs and stones must have been kicked in since then.
Oh, now, Patrick, don't worry. I won't tell anybody what you're doing out here.
I tell you, I'm here on a case. A fella came to me and said he spent a night in this cabin. A couple of gold nuggets fell out of his poke and rolled to the floor. He couldn't find them in the dark, so he had to wait till morning. During the night, he heard something that sounded like whispering, and it came from the sand under the floor. And in the morning, the nuggets were gone.
So, you're trying to solve the mystery of the whispering sands and the disappearing nuggets. Some nuggets might fall through a crack, and a miner that's been alone too long sends for the law to listen to the sands, is that it?
The sheriff glared.
The nuggets fell where there weren't a crack. And that fellow wasn't a crazy miner either. He was from the city on a vacation, trying his luck for gold. I even lost a couple of dimes that fell out of my pocket last night.
Well, maybe if you slept on the floor with the ear to a crack, the sand would whisper to you what happened to the nuggets.
If you're so smart, maybe you can solve this.
I'll bet you $100 I'll solve it by morning.
The little man's cocksureness was almost too much for the sheriff.
You're on. And if you pull anything funny, I'll not only take your money, but I'll haul you in for meddling with the law.
That evening, John Friday hummed while he cooked some flapjacks, not bothering to clean up the flour he spilled on the floor. He dropped a nickel, but left it where it fell. Finally, the men crawled into their bunks. Soon, John was snoring loudly, but Sheriff O'Brien stayed awake, listening. Sure enough, between John's snores, the sheriff heard the whispering sands. The next morning, John Friday awoke cheerfully.
Well, are you ready to pay me the $100, Patrick?
The sheriff merely growled. John noticed his nickel was missing, but there was a twig in its place. Tiny claw-like feet had tracked the spilled flour to a crack in the floor. John tore up the board and pointed to the nest of a trade rat.
There are your nuggets, Patrick. The rat scampering was your whispering sands. When you said you didn't know where those twigs came from, but a couple of dimes were missing, I guessed the answer. Then when you said the prospector was a greenhorn, I knew it. Any old-timer would know trade rats. I spilled that flour and dropped a nickel on purpose. You can pay me the $100 when we get back to town.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Werewolf Island, our next tale of Strange Adventure.